Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Prepare for the Light meditations. This is week one, and we are going to be focusing on the readings of the first Sunday of Advent, which the first reading is from Isaiah 63 and 64. The second reading is from 1 Corinthians 1, verses 3 to 9, and our gospel is from Mark 13, 33 to 37. You can find all of those readings online, and I'll have a link to that on the page here where you're accessing this recording. As you begin this meditation, I hope you can settle yourself someplace quiet. The actual meditation is about 5 minutes long, but I encourage you to pause it if you want to spend more time to reflect or pray with a question posed or scripture mentioned. At the end of the meditation, I will offer a few ideas for the week to help you prepare for the light. Those are also on the reflection sheets you can download. Advent begins this week. Let's welcome it with joyful anticipation, preparing for the light that is to come, Jesus. We are going to get ready for the birth of our Savior. Let's prepare our souls for new wonder and awe as we greet Him. God is with us on this journey. Indeed, He is sending His Son to rouse us from complacency, sin, and despair. He will deliver us from all that is not of you, Lord. Isaiah 64:7 says, "We are the clay and you the potter. We are all the work of your hands." Sit with that a moment. Seeing in your mind's eye a potter's wheel, clay, and the hand of God gently shaping you, making you into a beautiful masterpiece. You are lifted off the wheel and set in the world, right where you are. As you look at yourself with the same love that God looks at you, you notice some cracks and chips, maybe a loose handle, or you wobble a bit. Those are the areas that need healing. Those are the areas of sin, the areas of hurt. God wants to heal those areas. Turn to Him. Ask Him to heal you. Sit in the presence of God. Feel His gaze upon you and know He loves you. No matter the chips or wobbles, you are His, and He is sending His Son for you. You lack nothing you need to wait these next few weeks. You have all the spiritual gifts necessary. Walk in the gifts you have been given to be present to those around you, to love them, to care for them, to show them who Jesus is. In Mark 13:33, we hear Jesus say, "Be watchful, be alert." How often do we hear the call of others asking us to pay attention? A child tugging at you, a coworker needing help, your spouse. They call out, needing our attention. And now Jesus too, reminding us to watch and be alert. We don't know when He's coming, but we want to be ready. We want to prepare for the light. Why do we want the light? Why do we need the light? Because without light, we live in fear, darkness, and confusion. We cannot find our way to the Father. Jesus, who is the light, leads us to the Father, to our Father. It is easy to get distracted and not watch and wait for Jesus. This is the time to make a plan, to focus on His coming and on Him. Just as we prepare our homes for a guest, we can prepare for Jesus in ourselves. Pray with me. Come, Holy Spirit, open my heart, clear my mind, Fill my soul with your refining fire. Show me what is not of you. Show me what is not from God. And in the name of Jesus, I send everything that is not of you out of me. Though we do not know when the master of the house is coming, we know we want to welcome him, to be ready. And so we wait, and we watch, and we are alert. We look at ourselves with the gaze of the Father, who is the potter. Ask him to mold and shape and smooth you into a person ready to receive his Son. Prepare for the light out of love. Prepare for the light with hope and joy. Prepare for the light and be ready for the gift of new life. Be ready for the gift of Jesus, our Savior. And now, some practical ideas for the week. As you begin each day, ask God how you can prepare today for Jesus' birth. If you are the make-a-list sort of person, pause before you start to write it and ask for wisdom in deciding what goes on the list. If you have an Advent wreath at dinner, you should consider lighting it every night at dinner time if you have an Advent wreath. And find 5 minutes, just 5 minutes in your day, put yourself in a quiet place, sit down, close your eyes, and breathe. Look at God and let God look at you. Just for 5 minutes, gaze at him as he gazes at you. I hope you have a wonderful week, and I look forward to being with you again next week as we continue to prepare for the light. If you need any more information or have any questions, you can always reach me through my website, dianabartolini.com. Until next week, live not lukewarm. God bless you.